For CRI News, I'm Sophie Williams. Tibet Autonomous Region in southwest China has been given a major makeover to celebrate the 50th anniversary of the establishment of the region. More than 3 million Tibet residents of all nationalities are welcoming the anniversary in their own ways. Tibet will hold a celebration meeting, mass pageant, exhibition presenting the region's achievement over the past 50 years, a show and a highway opening ceremony to celebrate the anniversary. A central government delegation will participate in the activities. Zhang Zhen, a former vice chairman of China's Central Military Commission, has died at the age of 101 in Beijing on Thursday. An obituary issued by the central authority has praised Zhang as an excellent Communist Party of China member and an outstanding leader of the People's Liberation Army of China, among other accolades. The People's Liberation Army is the name for China's armed forces. Zhang joined the CPC in 1930. He was conferred the title of Lieutenant General in 1955 and the title of General in 1988. A monument will be built on the site of the deadly Tianjin blast in memory of those who lost their lives in the accident last month. Tianjin plans to build a 24-hectare park on the site of the blast, and the monument will be at the centre of the park. In addition, there are also plans to build primary schools and kindergartens in the area, and over 5,000 apartments have been made available to those who lost their homes as a result of the explosion. Police in Hebei Province, North China, have arrested five people for their suspected involvement in an online arms sales network. Two suspects, Liang and Ji, caught the attention of the police for allegedly trading firearms online. It is alleged that since July 2014, the suspects have been illegally manufacturing guns along with gun components, such as bolts, triggers and barrels, with the intent to sell them online. The distribution network could have spread to as many as 30 provinces and cities in China, including Beijing and Shanghai, with evidence indicating that some items were sent from Taiwan and the US. Police say more than 500 people are involved in the case. Iran's President Hassan Rouhani says his country is eyeing full membership of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization as it entails mutual benefits. Rouhani made the comment on Saturday when meeting with visiting Kyrgyzstan President Almazbek Atambayev. Rouhani pointed to Kyrgyzstan's inclination for Iran's full membership in the SCO, saying that Iran's membership would also be in the interest of both countries. The Shanghai Cooperation Organization is a Eurasian political, economic and military organization, which was founded in 2001 in Shanghai by the leaders of China, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Russia, Tajikistan and Uzbekistan. Around 6,000 refugees have reached Austria after crossing the border with Hungary. More refugees are expected to arrive into the country on foot. The first stop of the refugees in Austria is Nixeldorf, a town near the border with Hungary. Austrian police say that most of them came on foot after being transported by the Hungarian government by bus to the Austrian border. Many refugees are still on their way to Nixeldorf. The Austrian government used trains and buses to transport the refugees, mostly from Syria to Vienna. Many of these refugees are heading to Germany, saying it's a good option both for themselves and for their children. A new round of G20 finance ministers and central bank governors meeting kicked off on Friday in Turkey. During the two-day conference, finance ministers and central bankers will exchange views on current global economic development and challenges, evaluate investment strategies and discuss topics related to international finance. A recent IMF report shows that downside risks prevail in the world economic outlook. A man suspected of involvement in last month's deadly Bangkok bombing has appeared before a Thai court for the first time since his arrest a week ago. A judge at the Minbury court on Saturday gave police a further 12 days to continue holding and questioning the man. The army have held him at one of their bases since his arrest at an apartment in the outlying suburb of Minbury. They handed him over to police on Friday. He is facing charges of illegal possession of explosives. Those were your latest headlines. For CRI News, I'm Sophie Williams.